Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market is May 3rd, and it is 8:03 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Model was working very well in recent days. We've seen a decline yesterday. It was working well. It went down to some of those objectives we were discussing. We said the 40.80s to 40.60s maybe for the S&P 500 futures. Really didn't have that objective for cash, but obviously if it was going there during the day, the cash would be there. And it was, came pretty close to those objectives of 40.50 on down into the 4,000 range. Got just starting to tip into those more important objectives. And then they bought it. And it was concerning by the close. I could see that was really good buying. Okay, it was good volume, sustainable. It was a strong move. Followed through overnight a little bit to the upside, but now it's kind of rolled over here overnight for the futures. The model is going the idea that it ought to top for a level four top. Now, maybe they can blip it one more time this morning here as we open up the day session, but ideally, just looking at that top, the market would normally go down into tomorrow. Well, the problem is, when we look at yesterday, the model is calling it really nothing more than an intraday level 5 bottom, meaning the level 4 bottom is actually due today. What this means, if it's truly topping for level 4, it ought to just snap down today, but could very well be up tomorrow. So we have alternate scenarios of whether we're really going to be lower tomorrow or up tomorrow. The key is, what does it do today? And the best forecast today is they ought to put it down. I think what's going on is we're getting this game playing here in preparation for the Fed meeting, which is probably the most important data this week. We had the PMIs yesterday, and we could see the economy is slowing its pace of growth. Some people were overreacting to that and saying, oh, the economy's actually slowing. Well, I'm not so sure that they're looking the right way. I think their impression of slowing means we're going backwards. We're not going backwards. Economy's still growing. It's doing very well. But the pace is slowed, okay? Then, of course, we got the jobs report at the end of the week here. We got initial jobless claims for the normal weekly reports. And then we got this Federal Reserve meeting. Next week, we're going to get the CPI inflation report. So they're looking at this week, next week. There's a lot of little reports going on next week as well, but I'm not convinced they're as important. At any rate, they can flip-flop either way here as we go into the report here from the Federal Reserve, and as we see whether they raise rates a quarter point, half point, or three quarters, and the trade guesses they'll raise them a half a point. How is the trade going to react? I think three quarters could make the trade emotional, volatile. I think a quarter could make them emotional, volatile. It could make them very emotional if it was zero, which is shouldn't be. But the problem is I can't figure out, is a quarter point, a three-quarter point, bullish, bearish, which is which, and all that fun stuff. There's really not enough information here. You can just see most people are just trying to get through the report. They just want to see it and then make their decisions of what they want to do. All right, so what does this all mean for the larger trends? Well, I'm a little concerned that even though it's supposed to rally into a level three top, maybe by tomorrow, maybe it won't top out early next week, that it can be supported here for a while and then down. But I'm a little concerned something isn't quite right with this level three bottom stuff as of last week or this week or whatever. I'm wondering, can we get the top in? And then and it just only goes up for a day or two into that top and immediately drops into level three bottom. Are we really in a trend where it's going to be down all this week? And can it just keep moving lower into next week? And we just don't know. We got to get the data. We got to see how the market responds. But here's how I look at it. They came close to our objectives, getting, say, in that 440s on down to 4,000 range, even below 4,000. Including that 40-20 gap in the cash S&P that I think is now significant. It can be a target for some people. It can be a magnet, okay? They came very close to that, and they bought it. And that tells me some people were bearish down to those targets, but the closer it got to the target, they started thinking, yeah, but maybe I've made enough. Maybe I shouldn't be holding out and try to squeeze out all I can. Maybe somebody else is going to buy this thing. Maybe it's just too oversold, it can't make it. And then they stumbled all over themselves buying it, okay? And I just wonder if that was that too fast of a run-up yesterday into overnight. And I just wonder, do they have to go back and test yesterday's low? Well, I'm going to say yes. What I can't tell you, are they going to test yesterday's low this week? Is it even going to be tested today? They could just hammer this thing for that one forecast intraday-wise, interweek-wise. Or is it going to be long drawn out and we won't get those lower objectives for the next 2 to 3 weeks? All we're fairly confident is that the market probably is not going to put that more important level two bottom in for another 2 to 3 weeks, and that there's even a more important bottom in July. In between, we can get rallies, we can get up moves and then sets back. And at least for this week, it's just really iffy. We can see how it can recover for a few days, and then it just works into that bottom 2 to 3 weeks from now. We can see where it can't even pick its head up. It just keeps going lower. And so when are we going to see that 40-20 gap filling in those other targets? We just don't know. It may take a while to do it, and yet they may get it over quickly. And my gut feeling is if we get the 40-20 gap, you know, this week, I'm personally going to buy some, maybe buy everything, and then sweat it out for that bottom 2 to 3 weeks ago. Because the problem is 40-20 price level before we get that bottom, I realize that's a sign it could go lower still by that bottom in 2 to 3 weeks. But to me, that's a low enough price level that it's good value for the buyer here, especially for long-term investors. And I just hate to miss out of the price. I'm willing to take on the risk of being early. And the point, and this is kind of risky in a sense of we're buying ahead of the model. We're not waiting on the model if we do this. So at any rate, to me, that's how I feel about it. If they get the price low enough, I'm probably going to take that chance and do something, okay? But it looks like the model's saying it's not going to trigger any kind of a buy signal till 2 to 3 weeks from now. And it may be at a higher price than what we're looking at right now. But the model's still saying that's what it's going to wait on. And so there also could be lower still prices 2 to 3 weeks from now. So tricky situation here where you can argue these are good price levels. The market's oversold, should have sold enough. It should have been washed out. It should be bottoming. On the other hand, the model's saying, yeah, but when you put everything together, the better bottom is about 2 to 3 weeks from now. Okay. So now, what if they trade this to the upside today? They just won't snap it back. Maybe it's not going to work. We're missing something here. And all I can say, if it trades over the overnight high of 41.76, there's an opportunity to trade on up to 42.38 and maybe all the way to 4,300 and test that gap and test that kind of like double top area. And then maybe they sell it again for us. And I can see if it's going to do a true rally for a level three, it probably is heading towards 4,300. But I'm just concerned there's still more downside. It's amazing to me, some of the bears out there are even more bearish, and now we got new bears, and some of them are throwing out numbers 3,900, 3,400, the S&P 500. Some of them are talking in economic terms that this whole inflation story is going to really hurt the economy, and the Fed may have to really scream interest rates higher here. At any rate, how about the some of the outside markets? Crude oil, granted, the lower crude oil would go, the better for the stock market, but I'm not so sure crude oil, the stock market is paying much attention to oil right now. Yesterday, I was concerned that they sold it off. Well, it came back, and now the model's saying, well, it could bump its head here right now at resistance for the June futures here around that 105 mark and go lower in the next week for a level three downtrend. But this is only the first opportunity for a top. It is a lower top than last week's high, so it may yet move a little higher later this week, snap up on us. But the best forecast is it ought to be working lower. When we flip to the gold market, it was starting to get a little buoyant yesterday, and then by this morning, it's kind of back near the low of the week, trying to tick up a little right now. Still has that gap, meaning it might bounce a little, but it's looking weak, it's looking soft. And as we look at overall commodities, they all look a little soft, a little weak in the knees here. And I just wonder if the trade is giving up on the inflation story and betting we'll win on this inflation thing, and commodities are going to be a part of that. They're going to come down. The dollar index, of course, is still moving, still up. I mean, it hasn't taken out last week's high, but it may well do it here over the next couple of weeks. I still want to watch it, even though it's time for a very important top, perhaps even long term. We want to just watch it. I'm not convinced it's really ready to top, and I explained that yesterday. And the Bitcoin market seems to be very quiet here, like it's unsure what to do. I think it wants to rally, but I think it's watching the stock market and concerned if stock market goes down, it's going down. And I just don't know. We need to see strength first in the Bitcoin, because I'm wondering if stock market's going lower in the next 2 to 3 weeks, does that mean Bitcoin's going lower? Or is Bitcoin going to do its own thing? And even if the stock market's declining in the next 2 or 3 weeks, it may be a slow decline. We may have seen the fast, the heavy selling, and it's just going to tire out to the downside and kind of polish things off. Well, maybe that allows Bitcoin to rally a bit. Now we need to look at the interest rates. And even though there's a strange forecast, interest rates could top now and be down into next week for level three, and there is a level three bottom due out then, little concern this is still in a level three uptrend, and it's going up for this week at least, okay? And I may top out near the end of this week to early next, and maybe it dips some next week for level three. It is short-term overbought, but it did break out of our prior upside target that worked very well, a range. And we are concerned interest rates are on their way higher towards that 3.2%, maybe even quite a ways above 3.2, but probably not to 3.3, at least not over the next few weeks. So it just depends how the interest rate market wants to respond to the Federal Reserve. My thoughts are they're probably going to sell sometime after the Federal Reserve raises rates, that the market's just a little ahead of things, but it's probably only going to dip some, and in coming weeks, it probably will work its way towards 3.2%. I think when it gets in that 3.2, 3.4%, you're going to see economists and analysts coming out saying that ought to be high enough to really set back the economy, therefore set back inflation. But they're also going to argue the Fed Reserve needs to catch its rates up to above 2%, getting up in the 2.5, 2.75 to keep a spread relative to the actual 10-year rate. And I'll explain that more like in weekly updates. All right, we'll see what we get today. Tomorrow, obviously, it looks like to me we're kind of stuck in some mud here of which way this stock market's going to go. I'd love to see him hammer today, frankly, but I'm a little concerned those have been betting on the downside are worried about the risk of a rally in the stock market off of the Federal Reserve meeting results tomorrow. So I wonder if the selling has stopped for a while. I wonder, are they going to start buying it here? It's going to be a bit tricky. If I can come up with some more clear but important information for you, I will. The best thing to do here is just kind of wait on this report and see where we go with it. If you're trying to follow those larger trends, it's looking like I hate to miss out of a low price, but it's telling me if I can't get the 40-20 this week, I'm better off waiting over the next 2 to 3 weeks to see if we get it and get that more important bottom in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you.